In the world today, and especially in our society, we see couples, married couples, divorcing, and that divorce rate continues to increase. And many times this is not because of the scriptural reason which God gave, that of fornication, but many times it's because differences in attitudes and opinions and the way things that one couple or the other thinks that it should be done, these things occur, and therefore these things don't work out as they should, and couples are divorcing merely because they can't work out their differences. And what it stems from is anger. And anger can change a relationship between a man and a wife, and it can change a relationship between a father and his child, and a mother and her child. And anger can be something that separates couples and divides families very quickly. It's because of attitudes and actions and things said, which many times people may not be aware that really affect the other party. But this anger and this wrath, which it turns into, is something that can really separate families in a hurry. And I think that's what we see across our society in America today especially, because families are not willing to work things out. I want you to consider in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, the words here that Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, but no doubt also apply to the family. It says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." Now this isn't a matter of let's fight in the morning so we can fight about it all day until the sun goes down. No, it's a matter of work your problems out as quickly as possible. Be angry and do not sin. Don't give anger a chance to turn into something that it shouldn't be. Don't let it turn into something that divides your family. Work things out as quickly as you can. And don't let the sun go down in your anger. Work things out in the present as quickly as you can so that anger doesn't divide your family. That anger doesn't cause a division between you and your child, between you and your wife. Because what happens is, once anger starts, you become mad at your spouse for a certain reason, those feelings start to harbor themselves inside your heart. And you begin to look at one another in a different light. You begin to think things that you should not. And you begin to even maybe despise those which you used to love so dearly. It's all because of this anger. I want you also to think of what is said in the book of Psalm chapter 37 and verse 8. Here it says, "Cease from your anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm." Again, these words here parallel to what we've already been saying. We need to cease from our anger, cease from our wrath, because if we fret about these things, they truly cause a devastating harm to our families. How do you keep a family together? Work out your anger. Get through it. Talk about it. Keep a listening ear. Keep an open mind and work out these things according to God's Word. Don't let the sun go down in your anger. Keep your family together.